Heasley grew up in the 1960s and 70s, listening to bands such as the Ozark Mountain Daredevils, the Rolling Stones, and Led Zeppelin. Heasley says amidst all the electric music on most albums from that era, there was always an acoustic song.
And that would always be my favorite song, and I would always think that it was so obvious that that was the best song on the album that their next album was going to be all acoustic. There's just something about the sound of an acoustic guitar that I just love.
Heasley loved it so much, it inspired him to play the acoustic guitar. For decades, he worked mostly part-time jobs so he could spend more time playing music. He's performed in bars and larger concert venues, either solo or with the folk band Hammer and Pick.
That went along pretty well, and it was really starting to work when I developed that problem with my hand.
That problem seemed to come out of nowhere. Gradually, he could no longer use the thumb and first two fingers of his right hand independently of each other to finger pick. They simply froze up whenever he tried the technique. And the harder he tried, and the more he practiced, the more difficult it became. The only time he had a problem with his hand is when he finger picked. This frustrated Heasley for years. Then, during an online chat with another musician, Heasley discovered he might have focal dystonia. He confirmed it with a doctor.
The neurologist I talked to called it musician's dystonia because it's pretty common with musicians.
And not just guitarists. John Vanna of Western Illinois University has taught and performed classical music on the saxophone. Vanna says he first developed focal dystonia in his hands in 1988, the year before he came to Western.
There were some things that I could play at that point that were not too difficult that all of a sudden became very difficult. And it was just frustrating. I didn't know what was going on. I couldn't find out. I couldn't figure it out. Nobody that I talked to had ever experienced anything like that.
MRI showed nothing out of the ordinary, and Vanna was left searching for answers until one day another musician told him about focal dystonia. Vanna says he learned to compensate for it, but it was frustrating because it forced him to work harder than ever before.
I developed interesting hand positions and things like that when I'd play the instrument, and frankly, sometimes they worked, sometimes they didn't.
Worse yet, about 3 years ago, focal dystonia began to affect his facial muscles. For someone playing a wind instrument, this is devastating.
We don't know still why individuals develop focal dystonia, so we're just treating the symptoms.
This is Dr. Anil Duna of the Burlington Neurology Clinic. Duna says this is what we do know. To perform motor skills, such as finger-picking the guitar or properly hitting the keys on a sax, certain muscles must contract while certain others relax. It's a synchronized dance. But with focal dystonia, that synchronicity disappears because no muscles relax, and it only occurs during specific tasks. However, this is not a physical condition. Duna says the problem is not happening in the limb. It's happening in the brain.
We do know certain parts of the brain are more involved, the globus pallidus area. There have been treatment options where they've actually put implantable electrodes in that part of the brain when somebody has more generalized dystonia and shuts off that brain with electrical stimulation, and it helps those symptoms.
The musicians I talk to, it seems like it just happened. I mean, are there any warning signs, or is this something that sort of just comes on?
Usually just doesn't happen. They probably start to notice that they start to have more problems with the extremity. It's a gradual onset. Initially, they may think they overdid it. They kind of practice too long, that they can have some cramping in the hand. And then it becomes more and more obvious that the symptoms continues worse. In fact, if they've probably catched earlier, they may be able to do something about it. Or change the way they're playing the instrument sometimes because it makes a difference as well.
John Vanna not only changed the way he played the sax, he changed the kind of music he played. Once the problem affected his facial muscles, Vanna could no longer play classical music, which requires fine mouth control on the sax. But he could do jazz because it can be played with a more relaxed mouth. And jazz is what Vanna enjoyed playing when he first picked up a sax in junior high. After a few years off, Savannah has started playing in public again. This is him during a recent show in Macomb. The dark cloud that is focal dystonia could have ended Vanna's career. Instead, he found a silver lining. Vanna says it confirmed his love for music.
You know, you go through and you figure out what's important to you, I guess. That's a bottom line for me. I know what's important to me now, and I kind of thought it was all my life, and now I know it is.
And Vanna says he rediscovered that playing music is fun. Guitarist John Heasley went roughly 4 years without finger-picking in public. And because about two-thirds of his songs involved finger-picking, he did not perform much at all in public. But he did buy a left-handed guitar and taught himself how to finger-pick again, this time doing it left-handed. Last year, fellow musician Chris Villillo called Heasley. Villillo organizes the Hickory Ridge Concert Series at Dixon Mounds Museum. A musician had canceled, and Villillo wondered if Heasley could fill in.
So I said, well, I don't really feel like I'm ready, but yeah, I'd like to do it. And he said, well, you never feel like you're ready, which is true. You never do, I think. And so went and played. I had a friend of mine named Mary Christensen come with me, and she played, helped me out. And it was just so great. I realized it's time to get back into this.
Near Banbridge Town, county down, one morning last July.
And as you can hear, he has gotten back into it. For both Heasley and Vanna, the love of music ultimately won out. Even when the brain said they could not do something, the heart said they should. And they did. Rich Egger reporting.